Especially that area between out in Strandhill where a lot of people do surfing and that. I suppose we received an email on Friday stating that there was a high level of bacteria in the water. And just mean for people, just mean that if they're in the water, not to be swallowing the water and things like that. So it is a concern. I did contact the council this morning to see where we were on it, and have come back and saying, well, they're still waiting for a report back from the HSE. So it's with the HSE at the moment to see exactly what sampling has been done, and is the bacteria still in the water, or if it's not. So we won't know until we get the full report back from the HSE. How long this will last.
Ultimately, too, I'm sure you would like to see that report ascertaining what is the at the root of the issue, and hopefully that efforts will be made to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, any time you see any sort of bacteria in any type of water, just mean it's a concern, especially around bathing water or people where people are using this water. So we would be looking to find out exactly what the report has in it and to see exactly where the problems lie, and make sure that doesn't happen again, and see what solution we can get to this problem if it is occurring on a regular basis from here on in. Just mean, as I say, even if you travel out to Strandhill on any given day, you're always looking out to see the surfers and people out there doing the surfing and that. And as I say, it'll be a lonely spot when you're out there now this morning and see no surfers on the water and that. And I suppose at the end of the day, just mean people come from near and far to come to Strandhill to surf in the water and that. So just mean it has an add-on effect. If our beaches aren't open to the surfers, then that'll affect some shops and everything else. So we need to see a solution to this problem straight away.